and welcome back to another episode of Dev Radio. I'm Dave Izbitsky, a technical evangelist for Microsoft. Today we're going to go over the World of Warcraft API Starter Kit for Windows Phone. Now you may recall in a previous episode we showed the Windows Store app. So if I go up here and I click on the icon, you'll see it's kind of a simple starter kit for getting statuses for all the World of Warcraft realms out there. And what I've done is I've ported that to Windows Phone. So let's go ahead and bring this up if we launch this app. And if you're a developer that's targeting both phone and Windows Store apps, you've probably gone through this scenario yourself, right? It's, you know, how do I make sure I'm utilizing code between, I'm using services between, but I'm creating a UI that's the same. And what I've wound up doing here, you can see we can click and get individual realms, we can get all realms, and then if we go down to settings, you'll see now we get notified that we have that single realm and we're tracking a single realm, as well as an about page here that'll link directly to the source code or the blog where you can get more of these kits. So both of these have a very similar UI. What I'm going to do through the rest of this episode is show you how I shared code between and some of the steps you can use into your own apps. So next step, where do you get the kit? So you can go to my blog, davedev.net. If you click over on My Starter Kits, this is where you'll find both the Windows and the Windows Phone versions. So the Windows Phone version is down here, Windows Phone version here, Windows version down here. You can click on the API Mash GitHub or directly to my GitHub. Both of those will have the updated source code, and then you'll see all of the readmes and all of the solution files that you need. This will walk you through all of the capabilities as well as the steps to customize for that app. I also have a blog post, so if we go back here, and we come down to the kit for Windows Phone, this blog post, if you're a person that likes to read more than watching videos, this blog post will cover what I'm about to cover in this video as well, how you can take all of the code from this kit and use it in your Windows Phone app. All right, so let's go ahead and switch over and bring up both code windows. So once you have a UI in mind, and you saw previously when I showed both apps, we're going to go with a tiled grid. So the grids will be green when servers are up, and they'll be red when servers are down. So I've kind of got that UI in my head. The way I started was with the underlying XHR calls. And so all of these calls go out to Blizzard's World of Warcraft API set, which if I click on here, let's go ahead and load this up in Internet Explorer versus Visual Studio. You'll see this is all of the REST API calls that you can actually make to the Blizzard API. So realm status is one of those. You can also get features for characters and PvP and all sorts of different things you can drill down into. And so go back here. Come over here. So what I did previously is I used WinJS and I went out and I did XHR calls in a file, if we bring it up, called wowapi.js. So this is really where I started the port. If we come over here into the phone version, you'll see although we don't have WinJS yet in phone, we do have the ability to run JavaScript in what's called a web control. And if you've been watching some of the build announcements over the past 2 days, you'll notice we did a lot of work in 8.1 on that web view control as well. So this is going to be something that you can take for your apps moving forward to the new versions as well. And so over here on the right, we have the Windows app. You can see I'm making the call out to Blizzard servers, and then I'm using WinJS binding converter to go ahead and create green or red backgrounds for each individual cell. And right here, you can see US Battle.net, API, WoW, Realm status. Over here on the left, what I'm doing is I'm actually using jQuery. I'm making that same JSON call. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a background style based on the status that's returned. I'm going to set the colors of the div there. So in essence, what we're doing is rather than returning an array, which we did in the Windows version, and bind a list view to that array, which you can see right over here, because I don't have that list view in straight up JavaScript HTML, I'm basically going to build a bunch of div tags. So we've got one div tag we call div status, and inside that we build all of these div tags. And that's the green status boxes that you saw over here when we are running inside of the app. Okay, so all of this is coming from wowapi.js. The next thing I did was I implemented individual realm status. So in the Windows kit, I had that commented out. What I did for phone was I gave you the ability to turn off and on each one. So get realm status is in a separate file. It does the same exact call, but what it's going to do is it's going to look for this variable called realm. And realm is actually going to come from the native XAML C# side into the JavaScript. So the next piece, now that we've got the JavaScript underlying XHR calls, is how do we actually get that shell? So if you open Visual Studio and you go over to C# and you go down to Windows Phone, you'll notice there's a new project in there called Windows Phone HTML5 app. And what the Windows Phone HTML5 app will do is it'll create a project that has a structure that allows you to embed HTML. So I actually have this HTML folder here that you can see, and it has its own CSS, its own JavaScript, and its own HTML. And then we have what we would normally expect in a Windows Phone app with our main page XAML. So if we open up main page XAML, what I'm going to do is I'm going to maximize this now that we don't need the Windows version. You'll see it's fairly simple. I've got an app bar here at the bottom. I've got the web control right here in the center, and I've just got a title which happens to be a resource, static resource I call app title that I'm saving inside of a local dictionary. If I come down here into the app bar, you'll see I've got a button for the about and settings, which is actually command underneath, and then the button for all realms and realms. These icons, by the way, I have this listed in the kit. These cool icons were created by someone else, and you'll see that that link to go ahead and download those icons for free. It may be something that you want to use in your own app. So let's go ahead and open up main page XAML. Now, most of the code here you can see is the link for the menu bar icons. So most of the code here is just going to be UI code. We're going to wire up the app bar commands, and then we're going to load HTML into the web control. So the two pages to load into the web control, I've got two variables, URI realms all and realms single. Those go directly into these HTML files here, which have that div status we talked about. And then each one will load in the JavaScript file that's appropriate for whether we're going to call all realms, which you see here, or a single realm, which you see here in get realm status. And then when we come down, we make sure that we actually set scripting to be enabled. If you forget this piece, you will not be able to run JavaScript inside the control, so make sure you set that. And then I have another method here I call init settings. So one of the things that is a little different about phone versus the Windows Store version, in the Windows Store version over here, I had the ability to share out with a contract. Over here, I do not. So I don't have contracts, and I don't have a settings panel or an about page. So how do I go ahead and add that? And so what I've done is I've created app settings using isolated storage, and then we save that as an application scope variable. So if we come over here to app, you'll see we've got these four variables here. So app settings is going to be when we write to local isolated storage, the name of that single server. I've got a user realm, I've got the default realm, and then I've got a bool value to know whether I should load up all realms or not. So all of that is sitting in application scope. So our init settings is going to go through, and it's going to see if we've already saved a realm that we want to follow on individual status. And if we haven't, it's going to use that default realm. Now, browser loaded, if we switch back over to main page XAML, you'll see is what gets called, what gets called the first time the control loads. We're also using another method for when the control has fully finished loading all of the CSS, HTML, and images in. So browser loaded, what we're going to do is we're going to go to realms all. And if that bool value you just saw is set to false, we're going to load single realm. And this is what allows us to really quickly just hit a button and switch back and forth between the realm we care about and all of the realms and be able to scroll through. The next piece is how do we load the page for about and settings, since we don't have a settings charm in Windows Phone. So what I've actually done here is I've created two new pages. This would be just like going up to the top and saying add new item, and then under Windows Phone I'm going to do a Windows Phone portrait page. That's exactly what I've done here. So I have both an about page and a realms setting page, and you can see we've got both the title resource coming across, the app title. We've got a text box, a simple button, you know, straight UI code in XAML. But what we're doing here behind the scenes is we're actually setting the realm into app settings, just like we loaded that from the main page. And then once we hit save, we're going to go ahead and give a message box saying that those realm changes have been saved, and then we're going to navigate back to the main page. And because we're going to set that app all realms to false, when I set the individual realm, I'll immediately start to get the individual realm listings versus all of the realm listings. And then over in about, same exact thing, pretty simple, but the about page is actually using some tasks. Let's go back over here. About XAML. So if you haven't used a Windows Phone task before, what a phone task is, it's going to hand control from your app back to the OS, and it usually fires off something that's going to give the user interaction. So this would be something we would do for taking a photo. It would be something for reviewing an app, opening the Windows Phone Store. In this case, we're using a web browser task. So this is not to be confused with the web browser control. What a web browser task is it'll actually create an instance, it'll actually switch over, pardon me, to Internet Explorer, and it'll load up whatever URL you put in here. So we're going to go to the GitHub Mash, API Mash to get the kit, or my blog to get the other kits. And then we're going to show. So that's how easy it is to do both an About page and a Realm Status page. And then the last piece, once we've seen our settings, is basic UI code for the all realms in the realm. So depending on that bool value, again, we're going to navigate to a different URL in the browser control. And then down here is when I click on that single button. If I'm not all realms, I'm going to encode that individual realm. So this is important to remember here, is that some of these realms are going to have a space in the name. They're actually going to be two words. So we want to go ahead and invoke that browser script on get realm status. And if you remember, we're going to jump over here. We're passing in realm. So this is a JavaScript function that looks for an argument called realm. And that argument is actually coming from a C# method in main page and being passed in as a string array. And so you can see we're going to take the first value, we're going to URL encode it, and then we're going to call invoke script. And that's how easy it is to actually use a native XAML C# shell for all of your user interaction, and then load the same HTML and JavaScript content that we're using in the Windows Store app to just load that inside of a web browser control. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dev Radio, and if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me over email or through my blog. You can hit the About tab on my blog, and when you scroll down at the bottom here, you're going to see how to reach me over Twitter, LinkedIn, email, as well as other information about local events going on. Thank you.